in about 1986, having produced, written plays, directed plays, a real man of the theatre, as well as somebody who absolutely knew and understood and loved the medium of television. And then under Louis Marx, I think it
That's
was,
right.
wasn't he,
yeah.
the producer, we get these wonderful Theban plays, as he called it, Oedipus the King, Oedipus at Colonus, and Antigone. And the recent BFI screening, the season about Greek tragedy for television on the South Bank, showed all of these plays, the four plays, and you just saw what a huge achievement that was, but also what a huge project. Can you talk a little bit about how that came about?
I think it was something he just always wanted to do. He became obsessed with the classics at school, but was frustrated by the way that they had been translated, which struck him as unpoetic and later as unactable. He quoted, I don't know whose version this is, but he quoted the translation of Oedipus the King that he'd studied as a schoolboy as having Oedipus, having just blinded himself, coming on saying, "I, me, whither am I born? What spasms athwart me shoot?"
Well, that's easy to say.
Which is not, I mean, it's not even easy to say purely in terms of diction, let alone to make real or even more importantly,
no.
to make harrowing.
No.
So it's always something he'd wanted to do.
Right.
And through the 70s and 80s, he managed a parallel career in television, really, because there was a steady stream of his own plays, but he was also directing classic drama for the BBC. Classic rather than classical.
Yes,
So
Shakespeare.
He directed one of the BBC Shakespeare series, Two Gentlemen of Verona. He directed a production of The Crucible, of Hardy Granville Barker's play Waste.
Goodness.
And then he, I think, it came about because he said to Louis, "I want to do some Greeks." And Louis said, "Go on then."